Hello, J Mac.
Hi, is John there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
My name's Megan. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. Is this Jill by any chance?
Yeah, hey Megan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just wanted to check up on you guys with the injection machine. Are you guys still looking to bring on that equipment?
We probably are. I know you said a lot of your stuff is I guess it could be a decision within the month or something like that. We're not bringing it in maybe till next month. I don't have to pay until the following month. So I know I don't have tremendous amount of time. I'll be honest in saying I was trying to reach out to the company that I currently have a loan with and see if they wanted to extend us. I'm being honest here.
Yeah, I think you had mentioned that last time. You thought maybe it would just be easier or cheaper or something that way.
Well, I just thought since they have a lot of the paperwork already. I know the paperwork involved is last year's year-end taxes, right, and then other paperwork. It's only because John is not always around. He's, like, out of the state right now, and everything requires his signature. So,
yeah. No, I hear that. But when is he going to be back into town?
I'm thinking he'll be back perhaps on Monday. So, and I know the last time I spoke, he wasn't in town either. He comes, he goes. So I really haven't,
good for him.
Yeah, it is. But with this equipment, we haven't made a full decision. We may or may not bring it in. We're actually meeting tomorrow to finalize that and figure out what it is that we're doing. So yeah, I am going to have to work on it, and it's something I just kind of pushed to the back burner. I know I have your information. I know. Tell me the name of your company again.
It's called Bank of Cardiff. And let me tell you a little bit of how it would work or how we do things. For $70,000, you said it was about $70,000 that it was going to be?
Correct.
What we would need is last year's tax return, which could be 2014 or if you've extended for 2015. And then the one-page application, which I think I sent you in the email, and let's see here, the last 4 months of bank statements, but just the first page of that. And then that's it as far as paperwork goes. As far as his signature, it would only need to be that one-page app for a signature, and then our approvals are good for 90 days. So if you wanted to get the paperwork in, get things moving along in the right direction,
yeah,
we can kind of go slow on it, get you approved, and then at least you know you have that on the back burner, you know,
yeah,
what
no,
we're
I,
offering and everything.
No, you're absolutely right. I do need to get it going because chances are with this coming in, everything should be finalized before I even bring the equipment in. I don't have to, they've given me with this 30 days upon receival of the equipment to have it paid. So I don't know if that has a bearing on for you guys. Does the loan take effect right when we get the equipment or right when that payment has to go paid in full to the company?
Because you're saying you would maybe want to pay it later than when you got the equipment?
Is well, that's what they're requiring from me. I already put a down payment on mm-hmm. to hold the price and hold the equipment. And then their terms are net 30 days.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we can pay them when you get the equipment, or we can push it back if you want to do that.
Yeah.
We even have some programs that do like a 90-day deferred, so
yeah,
you can kind of get that machine working for you before you ever have to pay a payment.
Okay. Now, I did look into your thing, and you guys do, what do you do? You do like a equipment lease versus I mean, how is that written? How is your loan written out? This would be as owning it?
We have a ton of different programs. So
yeah,
we do mainly, as far as equipment goes, two things. We can either do a lease program, and that, you know, there's obviously tons of different options with that, too. We can actually do, like, kind of a conventional lease, or we can do something where it's a lease with a dollar buyout, which has more tax benefits, but then it is, you know, because it's a lease, but it is a lot like financing because at the end you just pay a dollar and then you own the equipment, right?
Yeah.
And then we also have just straight conventional equipment financing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
which I think is what we were going to do. But I don't know. I didn't talk to my accountant. I don't know. I mean, in my mind, I mean, we do the conventional financing because I know we wanted to take advantage of the, I guess, the tax break of, I guess, who was it? Obama increased what you're allowed to take as a deduction for, I guess, a capital
Yeah, payment. For like Section 179 and all that.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think there is some of that.
Was,
yeah, I mean, that's what we bought in that and with that in mind, you know. So mm-hmm. I think that's in order to take that, we have to have as the conventional finance, like the regular financing, correct? Or you're not sure?
You know what? I'm not sure on that. That's something you have to talk to your CPA about.
Yeah, I have stuck my account for that one.
I was kind of under the impression that you could do that with a lease as well, and then that a lease would also include additional tax benefits, depending on what state you're in, though. So obviously, you would need to talk to your tax person about it, because every state's a bit different on that. But usually leases are a bit more beneficial for taking extra write-offs and things like that. But then we just structure it so that at the end you have, like, you know, a dollar buyout or a $100 buyout or something that's, you know, not very significant, and then you own that piece of equipment.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I think we're signing to bring it in as of June. So I know time is, I think the week of June 13th is when it's going to be coming in. So I don't have that much time. I have like a month. I know it just makes sense instead of using all our money in the bank to finance it.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if we can get you a good rate too.
Yeah. And I know you can't give me a rate until I give you my information. And so, all right, maybe that's what I'll do today. I don't have a crazy, crazy busy day. Between today and tomorrow, I can gather my information and send that over. And so, this is going to be through, obviously, the company. So you, from the president, do you need anything from him in terms of his own personal stuff, or everything is...
Everything is going to go onto the business. The only thing that we would need from him, I think on the application, it asks for Social Security, like home address, and then his signature. But everything
else
will be business.
Yeah, I only ask because some loans I know do require that from the president as well.
Personal taxes and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of like conventional banks, I think, require the whole gamut of information, just, you know, firstborn child and everything
else.
Exactly.
Yeah. A blood sample, please.
Yeah. Yeah. But we try to make it simple and just run it through the business.
Okay, that's good. We like that. That's good. Simple is good. I can handle that. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna have to find... When, do you remember the date you sent me the email, or do you want me to just...
I can just resend it,
Okay, because I know I have it. I just have to scroll down through my stuff. But if you resend it, I'll have it all available. And
Sure. And I'll just add a little list of what paperwork we need for that. We have service at jmacplastics.com. Is that still good for you?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll just resend that out right now. Give me about 10 minutes. Put a little something together.
Very good.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.